Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line, our meteorologist from WNYT News Channel 13, Paul Cayano. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, David.
You're going to be at UAlbany. The University of Albany and the Rockefeller Institute of Government are partnering, and they're going to host a Facing the Storm, Severe Weather Challenges Confronting New York State in the 21st Century. It's a forum to discuss the threats posed by severe weather. It's at 9:30 a.m. to noon in the campus center on the university's Uptown campus in Albany. And, Paul, you're one of the expert panelists, so what can we expect you to be talking about in terms of severe weather in the Northeast?
I'm particularly, David, going to talk about how the public gets the information about severe weather and what they need to do to prepare, and more specifically, what to believe, because there's a lot of information out there that comes from different sources, and some of those sources are, let's just say, not very vetted. They come from people who spread misinformation, whether on purpose or accidentally, over social media and so forth. So you get a lot of different angles, and we find increasingly in the event of severe weather, people are hearing a lot of things that just aren't going to happen. So my talk, what we're basically going to focus on is how to and who to believe and where to go for the best information and how we come about giving you that information.
Give us an example of something that might be out there that people should be cautious of and sort of what the right way to think about this is.
Well, first of all, you have a lot of people who are enthusiastic about the weather, which is great. I mean, I would always promote, especially younger people, to get into the sciences, and the field of meteorology specifically is fascinating. But what you see also is some people who get a hold of weather information, computer forecast models, especially those that are several days out. So let's say there's a forecast out there for 10 days from now that says there's going to be 2 feet of snow, and then that gets viewed by hundreds of thousands of people and shared, and then rumors start to fly, and then we spend all of our time trying to reel that stuff back in. So that's one of the issues that confront, especially when there's a major storm potential, that's one of the things that we are faced with. So we generally try to steer people toward trusted media outlets and meteorologists such as ourselves here at News Channel 13, where we're only going to give you the most accurate information that we could possibly give you at that point.
Well, we know our meteorologist, Paul Cayano, knows the information, and I have to say we appreciate you taking the time. Again, Paul Cayano, UAlbany today from 9:30 to noon at the Campus Center on the Uptown campus to talk about Facing the Storm, Severe Weather Challenges Confronting New York State in the 21st Century with a panel of experts. It should be a very interesting conversation. Paul, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.